Raiden, can you say I have the power?
I have the power.
I'm done.
I'm the Geeky Dad, and I'm here with my co-hosts,
Ariana
and Rayon.
And me, Raiden.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
Yeah, that little voice, that's our baby, Raiden. He's only 3 years old. Yeah, and he's so cute.
Yeah, he's the cutest.
Now, this episode, we're going to do one of those verses episodes, you know.
What's a versus episode? Like an episode?
We're going to talk about two things.
No.
We're going to talk about two things, and then we're going to argue who would win a fight. It's a new thing I'm going to start doing. Two characters.
Fighting
and see who's going to win.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yes. And we're going to see basically some movies and TV shows of each character. And
to find out who would win.
Yeah, compare. Yeah. So for the first of these showdowns, I'm going to talk about a guy. He's pretty strong, right? Mm-hmm. He has blonde hair. He has, you know, a magical weapon that only he can use, you know, and, sometimes he wears a red cape, you know, and, a lot of times, you know, he's kind of naked a lot, like half naked. And did I say he has blonde hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and he also, hangs around with, a bunch of, superhero guys and girls, you know?
People.
Because they said friends.
Yeah, friends. And, you know, he lives in, like, a castle sometimes. And he's also a prince. Yeah.
I got it.
Yes.
He's Thor.
No, He-Man.
Thor.
No, He-Man. Because everyone in Eternia is his friend. And he also has a magical weapon that he can only
Thor
use.
Thor has a magical weapon. No, anyone can use it. He uses his.
No. Right.
Well, you're both right.
But Thor doesn't always. But
you're both right. Okay, you're both right. Okay, it is Thor and it is He-Man, and they have a lot in common, don't they?
Mostly everything.
Not mostly everything, but
wait, you forgot.
Guess what?
All the friends have powers.
I just said that.
I said
yes.
All superhero people.
Same thing.
Do you think a superhero is? A person with some powers. Oh boy. Anyhow, you know, they also both have movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
One has one movie.
So far. Technically two, because there was a He-Man animated movie, you know, where he met She-Ra.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a movie, yeah.
No.
Thor had a couple of movies, 3 movies. He's been in, like, all the Avenger movies, and he's had, like, maybe...
I think a new movie.
And he has a new movie, yeah, out right now, called Thor Love and Thunder. But we're not reviewing that one yet. We are covering the first 3 Thor movies. And Masters of the Universe. From the 80s. Alright? Alright. Let's go. Okay, there's a new Thor movie out right now. You guys know the name of this movie?
Thor Love and Thunder. It's about Thor.
And love?
Yes. Yeah. Again. Even though Jane dumped him.
Yeah, Jane dumped him. Now, we're not talking about that movie. Okay?
Not just yet.
We have to review the other movies to understand it.
Yes.
But they must all have Thor in it.
We're doing a rewatch of the Thor movies.
Actually, we kind of only need to watch one of them.
No, we saw all of them. Yeah. Why do you sound like that?
Sorry.
Are you surviving the corona?
Yes. Are you sick?
Yeah, the kids had the corona, everybody.
No.
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Yes, it's not a secret, okay?
Ran out of the corona. You never heard, no, we never found out about me. You did. Probably did. Yeah.
So we saw the first Thor and the second Thor called Dark World. And we saw Thor Ragnarok.
That's the one that you actually really need to watch. I understand it.
No. You need to watch the other ones. How are you going to know who Jane is?
So you know that you need to watch two of them.
No, you need to watch the last Thor movie.
Okay, the first Thor movie, I want you to do a recap. Right now, go.
Go.
Go ahead.
Okay, the first Thor movie.
Yes.
Which is?
The one that's called Thor, right?
Yes, the one that's called Thor. Yes.
Go back.
Okay. So, see Thor, he's like, he has a hammer, and he's going to become king.
And he's the god?
Of thunder.
Yeah? What happens? He has a brother?
Yeah. Loki, who is a frost giant and his adopted brother. Go.
He's a frost giant?
Yeah. Frost giant.
Yeah?
That's a spoiler.
Yeah? So why does he go to Earth?
Because he got bad. Because he was bad.
He was bad?
Bad.
What did he do?
He did bad stuff.
Yeah. He got bad.
He went to pick a fight with the frost giants.
Thor picked a fight with the frost giants because he's crazy. And I think he's the best. He's like this. Oh, I'm the best. I have muscles. So I'm the best. I have real door. And no one can hold real door. So I'm the best.
And no one can break it.
What's it called? Milnior?
Milnior.
Milnior?
Mjolnir.
Milnior.
Okay, so he goes to Earth. He's banished to Earth by his dad. He has no powers. His dad takes away his powers.
Yeah. And his hammer is gone.
No, the hammer lands in the middle of
nowhere.
America.
Nowhere.
Somewhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah. And that's when we see Coulson.
Yeah, Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
Also known as Spidey's principal in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Also,
no one's talking about that.
The leader of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
This is before the TV show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. This happens before the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah. And, so everybody's trying to, like, lift this hammer. And only one that is worthy can lift the hammer. Yeah. And that's when Thor meets Jane and her friend, Darcy.
And, yeah, who was in WandaVision.
Yeah, and the weird scientist guy.
Weird guy, no one cares about him.
Yeah. Now, he also walks around naked in part two. Yeah. He's crazy. So, in this movie, we also get to meet Hawkeye for the first time.
Yes. And Nick Fury tells him to try to hit Thor.
Not Nick Fury. Coulson.
Oh.
Yeah. Now,
try to hit Thor and shoot.
And what if people think that Hawkeye killed him? Killed Thor.
Yeah.
I don't remember that episode.
I don't remember that episode of What If.
And because someone sticks his hand and lets go and then the owl gets shot.
Yellow Jacket. Remember
him? Oh, that's what you're talking about.
And then he got poisoned and he died. Like
Thor falls in love with Jane. You know, she teaches him about Earth. They think he's crazy. He kind of is because he doesn't know anything. And he goes to try to lift the hammer and nothing happens. Because he's not worthy anymore.
Because he picked a fight.
Yeah. In the meantime, we see like Loki's doing all these sneaky, mischiefy things.
Because he's the god of mischief.
Yeah, he wants to overthrow his dad.
He kind of does that.
Yeah. And take over Asgard.
He kind of
And Earth. That. And Earth. And he releases the Destroyer. Robot onto Earth. Mm. Yeah. To kill everybody. Right? And Coulson thinks the Destroyer robot is one of Tony Stark's robots. It's not. No.
Kind of like.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that because like.
Tony it looks Stark, like a robot. Right? Robot. So then Thor's friends, the Warriors 3 and Sif, comes to Earth to battle the robot. And get beat up. And Thor challenges the giant robot and is about to die. And that's when he becomes what?
Thor!
Worthy of the hammer. What's the name of the hammer again?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Yes. Yeah. I used to have Mjolnir.
I know you had a Mjolnir. You also have a Thor. Yeah, a couple of Thor toys.
Two.
One Thor Ragnarok and the regular Thor.
Yeah.
Without the helmet.
With the love of Jane and the love of his dad and family, he goes back to Earth. No, Asgard and battles.
The monster.
No,
Frost Giants.
Frost Giants and Loki.
I said Frost Giants. Loki's Frost Giants. Same thing.
Yeah. And they fight on the bridge, the Rainbow Bridge. With Heimdall open up the gate.
Should have been Rainbow Road.
It's a Rainbow Road in the comics, but they made it look like a weird lightning.
If it's Rainbow Road.
Color thing.
Then, shouldn't the people from Mario Kart go on it?
That'd be cool. That should be a level of Mario Kart. Anyhow, Thor throws his brother off the Rainbow Bridge and he is dead.
He is dead.
With big air quotes, right?
Yes. Oh my god. There's so many times that he fakes his death.
Yeah.
Look, pretend I'm someone, basically, and you're Loki and I stabbed you.
Yeah.
And he's dead.
Not really.
Yeah.
And you don't die.
Exactly. Yeah, now, what happens is we skip Avengers, because that's when we find out Loki's not dead. He's working with Thanos, blah, blah, blah. Tries to take over the world, blah, blah, blah. Gets beat up by the Hulk, blah, blah, blah.
And he says, Hulk is like, for God, you're really puny.
No, he said puny God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he gets arrested by Thor and sent back to Asgard. Cut to the Dark World, where Thor fights a bunch of evil elves?
Yes.
Yeah. Elves. Not a lot of people like this one.
Jane gets powers.
Jane gets the power of a
Infinity Stone.
Stone.
Isn't it like the Reality Stone?
Yeah, I think it's the Reality Stone.
It's supposed to be red.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of goo.
That's supposed to be able to change reality.
Yeah. It's called the Reality Stone.
And in this one, Thor's mother dies. Right?
Yeah, Loki.
Because
of Loki.
And Loki teams up with his brother. Turns good for like 1 minute.
Then
turns evil again because he faces death.
Fakes his death again.
Then he turns evil.
And then takes over his dad's body and sends his dad somewhere.
Earth.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Find out in Ragnarok.
Right. Thor goes back to Earth with Jane. They break up. We don't see them break up, but it happens at that around probably Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Now, I think she got the cancer because she touched the Infinity Gem. Maybe that's what gave her the cancer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
So anyhow.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, nowhere. She seemed fine, right? Now,
had hair and everything.
We cut to a lot of different things, blah, 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 Doctor Strange, blah, 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 right? End credit scene. Now we are in Ragnarok.
But he gets two swords.
No, he loses his Mjolnir.
And he gets two swords.
Mjolnir.
You need to watch that part to understand.
Why? What happens to his Mjolnir?
Broken by Hela.
The goddess of death.
Actually, why say it like that?
That's how she says it. The goddess of death.
And if you look at the picture, the goddess of death.
Now,
that she had Mjolnir before.
Now, I like Hela. She's one of the coolest.
You like her?
As a villain, I really like her.
She's the worst.
We don't really have a lot of female villains besides like Scarlet Witch.
Catwoman.
I'm talking about Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, it was about time that we had, like, a female villain to fight. And I think she was pretty good. Hey, I hope she comes back. I hope she's not dead.
She's going to avoid fake to death.
Because she's a goddess of death. How does she die? You know?
She can only make other people die.
I'm pretty sure you were about to say H-E double hockey stick.
No. She's a goddess of hell. H-E-L. In the comic books. They leave out one L.
Why?
I don't know. Anyhow, this movie also has Hulk, right?
So fights Hulk.
The best Hulk, I think, in all of the movies. Because it's funny, and he's naked, right?
Yes.
You like
I don't like Naked Hulk.
You don't like Naked Hulk? Now, Hulk.
He's naked. You see him naked.
The best part of.
Not really.
The best part of Ragnarok is two things for me. When he goes to meet Doctor Strange, and Doctor Strange makes him teleport, and every time he thinks he's about to throw up, right?
Yeah, he's like about to take. Can you stop doing that?
Yeah, and then the second one was when Thor and Hulk fight. Yeah. Right, yeah. That was a good fight.
Yeah, and also also when he keeps on saying. Sun's going down, the sun's going low.
Sun yeah, the sun going down. Low from, like, Age of Ultron.
I like the part where the Grandmaster kept on saying the Lord of Thunder.
Lord of Thunder.
And when Thor was getting beat up.
Yeah, yeah. And then in this one, Loki again turns good.
Again.
And then betrays his brother again.
Because he steals the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It turns back again.
Yeah. And at the end, Thor loses an eye. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of eye juice fell out. Yeah.
His eye was gone.
His eye's gone.
And now his eye's...
Don't worry. He's going to get another eye from Rocket.
And when he sees...
We don't know that.
When you see that... When you see... Look at the missing eye. You see eye juice.
You see eye juice? Okay. Now, we have an epic fight at the end with Thor. Now he really is the god of thunder. He doesn't need his hammer anymore.
Yeah, I don't need your Mjolnir.
But yet, he still needs a hammer in the next movie. Huh?
Like, I have your Mjolnir.
I guess you forgot everything that happened in the last movie.
Yes.
Anyhow.
He forgot that the hammer was supposed to help him control his power.
I thought at the end he figured out how to do it without the hammer. Huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Asgard gets destroyed.
No.
But then
they say Asgard is the person.
No, Asgard are the people.
No.
Not a place.
No, they say Asgard is the person.
No. Are the people.
No, they say person.
People. They're the people, yeah. Not a place.
Yeah.
And then we forgot about Valkyrie. So, now, Valkyrie.
Asgard isn't destroyed.
Yes, it is. It got destroyed. It blew up.
It's the people.
Ugh. Regardless, the place got destroyed.
Yes.
Yes. Now, we didn't talk about Valkyrie.
Valkyrie?
Now, I think, in my opinion, since Jane was not in part 3, I felt that they were kind of setting up Thor falling in love with Valkyrie.
It kind of was about to show that.
Yeah, there's a couple of scenes where they look at each other, and you can sense a little bit of, okay, these two are in, got a thing for each other.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The time where he's like, I wanted to become a Valkyrie, but like then I found out I was like woman. So and then he was like,
yeah, I think she said for
Thor not to get hurt.
Yeah, and since like they were planning to bring back Jane, I think they stopped that storyline. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's dead.
Well. No. Now, oh, we forgot about the Grandmaster.
Now, Loki and him are best friends.
For a little bit. Now, that's a weird fella. Now, you know, he's played by the guy from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I never noticed
Ian Malcolm. That. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy who plays Alan Grant from Jurassic Park is also in this movie. He plays Odin in one scene. Yeah, yeah. So it's like a Jurassic Park reunion in this movie, even though they don't meet each other. Now, how cool would it have been in that end credit scene when, you know, the Grandmaster crashes and, like, you think it's like another planet, but it's the same planet. But what if it was another planet filled with dinosaurs? How cool would that have been?
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
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 I actually bet the parts he was played as.
No, that would have been weird. You just killed it, Rian. You just killed it again. Why would he meet the same person that he played?
Why would he meet himself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would just kill the joke. Really.
Wow.
Yeah. Can anyhow.
Can be a joke?
Anyhow, at the end of the movie, Loki is good again, right?
He does something bad.
The people of Asgard, seems like not that many people, fit in one ship, one spaceship. It's not even that big, okay? And then they meet this giant other spaceship.
That could have fit in a bunch of people.
That one is like 3 times the size of that ship.
Yeah, you think that ship's
big? I wonder who that is.
Huh? I know who that is.
Thanos, probably.
Hey, great job, Rayon. What if some people didn't see Endgame or Infinity War?
Forget what you just heard. It was definitely not whoever that guy is.
I don't even know who Thanos is. Anyhow, okay, out of the first three Thors, okay, which one you like the best? Huh? I'm going to give you my list. And don't try to copy me.
Because
you guys always try to copy me.
Mine is Ragnarok.
Ragnarok, I agree with you.
Ragnarok is number one.
Then right? The first. Then Thor, second. Then third. Then, I mean, not third. I mean, then Thor, first.
Then Thor.
Okay, you got Ragnarok first. You have the first Thor second.
No, second Thor second.
Second Thor second?
Second Thor second.
Why?
No, the first Thor second for me.
Okay, let's get her list first. Okay, so you got the second Thor second and the first Thor last. Okay. Yeah,
like,
that's a stupid list. Okay,
what?
And anyhow, what about you, Rayon?
First is Ragnarok, then it's the first.
Yes.
Then it's the second.
I got you, Rayon. I got you. That's my list as well.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. There you go, Ariana. Blech.
Boys, you know, one win!
Shush!
Okay, now I wonder...
What about your list?
I just said it's the same as Rayon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder how our list will change once we see Love and Thunder.
That's going to probably be second for me.
We'll see.
That'll be very, very,
so,
very,
stay
very
tuned to our show when we finally do see the movie.
Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder. We'll see if we love it. Or we give it some thunder. Huh? Huh? You like that?
Love thunder.
I don't care with the thunder part.
The love thunder?
Yeah. I guess.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be right back. Hey, Ariana. Have you ever read the news on the internet?
No. Who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me, or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get one free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to be doing a retro review.
Retro.
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 And I'm here with the Multiverse Kids, and we're going to watch a movie that was made...
in the 80s.
Before they were even born. Before they were even a thought in my head.
I know. Thought you said you were always in your head.
How would you be in my head when I was a kid when this movie came out?
You said that you were always thinking of us, and you always...
I lied. That's now, mean. Ariana and Rayan. You know who He-Man?
Yes.
And the Masters of the Universe. Yeah. You've seen some of the old cartoons from the 80s.
Most of them.
Yeah.
All of them. Most.
You've seen the She-Ra cartoon, the old
one.
I have
seen that. That was my favorite show.
You've even seen the He-Man with the pants and the ponytail.
Yeah, actually has pants.
Yeah,
that's a weird new one.
That's a weird one. And then there was
not from the retro. That's that retro.
Then there was another He-Man show, in 2000s, which a lot of people like. And
which is?
It's just called Masters He-Man and Masters of the Universe. That's the one where Teela has the ponytail.
Yeah. That's the one that we watched.
Yeah, and then, he's been gone for a while. He-Man has been gone for a while. Probably a good 10 or so years. There's been nothing.
10?
Yeah.
I'm 10.
Yeah, and then suddenly, they made a She-Ra show, right?
Now, weird. I used to love it, then I...
Now, okay, good, you make a She-Ra show, but how do you make a She-Ra show?
Would that make it a He-Man show?
That has no connections to He-Man. It just does not make any sense. No matter how good that show is...
Not really that good.
I will never like that show because there's no connections to He-Man, you know?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason. That's his sister. It just doesn't make any sense to me, you know? It doesn't make any sense. It's like doing a movie about Loki and not even talking about Thor or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's like... Or not even mentioning he's, from Asgard or anything.
Or that he's a frost giant.
Yeah. It just doesn't
make... Or that he's a god of mischief.
Doesn't make sense. And now they're trying to do a She-Ra TV series again.
Yeah.
That has no connections to He-Man again.
Ugh.
Like, whoever's in charge of She-Ra, you're a bunch of idiots. Okay?
You should let Man be in charge.
Just...
And me!
Make a deal with the people in charge of He-Man and come together and make something together.
They should make a TV show with He-Man and She-Ra.
They should. Together. Yeah. Like a sibling show.
Mm-hmm. So that we could watch.
Yeah. Like brother and sister fighting together. You know?
Now,
they brought back He-Man with Masters of the Universe Revelation, which you guys loved, right?
No.
Really.
I hated it.
Hated it?
He died.
He came back alive.
He died!
Anyhow.
Then they did a... New He-Man show!
New He-Man show.
That's better. That's way better. In the second one, it might have She-Ra. Probably.
We don't know. So, one thing we forgot about this whole thing, okay? There's probably going to be another He-Man movie coming up soon. Somewhere down the line. But we're going to talk about...
The old one.
The original He-Man movie from the
80s. Which is weird.
Which is very weird, right?
Yeah, it's actually kind of based... The Revelation show is based on this movie.
No, the Revelation show is based on the old TV show.
Yeah. I meant like the storyline.
A little bit. Mostly. Some of the characters from this movie show up in Revelation. But that's about it.
Most of the characters.
Teela and Badadon.
No, not Gwildor.
I said most of the characters, not all.
I said Teela and Badadon. Those are the
only You can't do people. He-Man without Teela or Man-at-Arms.
Old Brown Cat.
Well, that's the thing the movie did not do. It had no battle cat.
I don't think they could have done that.
They could have had a lion. No?
It's a tiger.
They could have had a tiger.
There's a difference.
I don't know.
It's a giant tiger.
Maybe not make him talk, but, you know. You know, it's the 80s. They didn't have a lot of money back then, okay? They didn't have, like, the special effects.
So.
Like, you know, we have now, okay?
So if it was, like, now, wouldn't, you know.
Now, they could probably do it really good, but.
But I still want Tila to have curly hair. No.
You want Tila to have curly hair?
Yes, the hair that she had right now. So nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
Curly hair.
Let's see how they do it. I don't know. But let's talk about the old Masters of the Universe movie, okay? Give me a summary, kids. Go.
They first see...
You find out that the Skeletor took over everything.
And he captured the Sorceress.
Yeah. And?
Not the Tila Sorceress.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
He kills
his
mother.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, he might have saved a bunch of people. He has a cape. It looks cool. He looks like he's...
And he has a gun and a grappling hook.
He doesn't close his mouth!
Yeah, he always has his mouth open in this movie.
Wait, yeah. If this was a video, I could just show you how it is. He's like... Wait. Oh, my God! Wait. I can't call you.
And it makes weird, like, expressions with the mouth. He's like... It's like so weird. I wish I didn't have this on video.
Yeah, you gotta see her face. Oh my gosh.
We should do this on video.
Does the He-Man sleep with his mouth open?
I do.
Well, you do.
I do. No, I don't.
You sleep with your mouth open all the time.
I have to.
And you dribble.
I can't. Me too. I can't breathe through my nose.
What?
I can't really breathe through my nose when I'm sleeping.
I need to be. I need my mouth open.
Yeah.
I need my mouth open too.
Yeah.
I need to sleep with
it. So do I. But.
And then you snore.
In terms of looks, he had
a look. He looked too shiny.
Well, that's because it's the 80s. Everybody looks shiny. But he had muscles, right? He was tall.
He was shiny.
He had a gun.
He had the yellow hair.
Very long, luscious hair.
Well, he's supposed to
have... Wait, does it look like teeth? Wait,
luscious hair? Did you have the hots for him?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
He was so shiny. He was sweaty.
He's in love with Dolph Lundgren.
Who the heck is that?
That's the guy who plays He-Man.
I guess he was trained to just keep his mouth open.
Yes.
Wait.
Now, his costume did not look like He-Man. Okay, He-Man doesn't wear a cape, but...
He's supposed to look like cheese.
And where was his fur underwear?
And where's his cheesy hair?
Where was his fur underwear?
That only happens in toys, man. People with blonde hair and are toys have cheese hair.
Yeah.
Now, Tila... I didn't like Tila's outfit.
Yeah. I like Tila. I only like Tila's hair.
The Tila's...
She was gray. Her costume was gray.
That's like
golden.
Supposed to be golden and white, shiny. And she's supposed to be like half naked.
What?
She wears like she barely wears any clothes. Everybody.
She's like Wonder Woman.
Yes. Yeah, she should have been like Wonder Woman.
Also, she's not supposed to have brown hair. She's supposed to have red hair.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Not in the new He-Man show. She has white hair.
Shush. No, she doesn't have white hair.
In the new He-Man show, she's you know.
Evil-Lyn looks pretty much the same.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that she's still like Skeletor, even when he bosses her around. Like, do this! You better do this or else you're gone!
Yeah, Skeletor, you know, what do you think about the makeup on Skeletor? You say you didn't like the makeup. Looks fake.
He looks glow-in-the-dark.
you can see like the nose is fake looking.
Yeah. And I can see some of the skin around the eye.
Right.
He looks
like Doctor Doom.
Well, yes.
I'm in a Halloween costume.
In Facebook video,
I could have shown you that his whole eyelid should have been white.
Yeah, his eyelids.
All around his eyes should have been white.
His eyes should have been no eyes at all.
I'm telling you, we should do a video version of this.
Well, one day. Now, Skeletor was. He had like a scary voice. Like.
Dun, dun, dun! like this.
He kind of looked. He kind of acted like Palpatine a little bit, right? A little bit like Palpatine.
He's Palpatine mixed with Batman.
But you know, like usually Skeletor is like this,
and it's funny. He's like
he always like talks like this. I'm Skeletor.
No, yeah, you sound like Skeletor, exactly like him.
I'm Skeletor. This will be our final battle.
This will be our final battle.
No, it won't.
Ow. Well, you know, then you also have this weird story where you don't see Orko, okay?
Yeah, seriously. They could have just gotten a midget or even a kid to just do it. Seriously.
A midget? Seriously?
Midget.
Wow, that's not a right word to use, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
But that's a slur.
How did make
a slur?
It's like a racial slur to call a person a midget.
How come Allah hears that then?
No. He's supposed to call him a little person.
How did they make him fly?
They probably couldn't make him fly in the 80s. I don't know. I guess not.
They can float like a very little bit.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, Star Wars came out in the 80s and that looks fine. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe they should have got some...
Force is working.
Yeah, the Force.
They could have just used the Force thing.
Yeah. You know. But, then...
They could have just tied a rope and...
We meet this weird little person, okay? It's not a midget, okay?
Little person.
Okay? Or dwarf.
Wildor.
Some made-up character who looks really bad in that makeup.
And he isn't a character.
He looks like he has a pizza on his face. Right? Like pizza cheese on his face.
It looks like they just got a bunch of pizzas and spit it at him.
Yeah, they chewed up a bunch of pizza cheese and spit it on his face. Right? Yeah.
And he has his kid to go through different universes so they accidentally use it to get away from
school. They have that special effect.
Yeah.
Right?
And then they get to go to Earth and then they lose the thing and they're vegetarian.
Yeah, I didn't know people from Eternia were vegetarian.
They don't eat meat.
I will not be able to live with it. I gotta eat meat sometimes.
I need to eat chicken.
Except on Thursdays. Thursday is vegetarian day.
Now they go to Earth and
they know nothing.
We don't even meet He-Man's parents. We don't even meet Prince Adam. He never changes back to Prince Adam.
He can't sit. He bites that log.
Yeah. Now, another thing.
How else do you use the bathroom?
I don't know. So apparently people from Eternia, they speak English.
Yeah. How?
Right?
His mother could have taught him.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if his mother's from from us.
She is.
You didn't know if his mother knew, like, English.
Wait, if his mother's from us, how would... And the other Eternian people didn't understand English. How do they know what she's saying?
Yeah, she's going to teach everybody on the planet English.
How?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
They don't even know what they're saying.
That doesn't make any sense what you're saying. Okay? No. That's silly. Okay? I mean, none of this is supposed to even make sense. So why are we even trying to make logic in this?
Yeah!
Okay? So,
the Geeky Dad's right!
Exactly. Now,
no logicness in this.
There's no logicness. So throw your mind in the garbage when you're watching this.
Okay. No. All right?
Now,
check your mind and throw it in the garbage.
Okay. Now we see these two characters. One kid, he looks like a cheap knockoff of Chris Pratt, and
he is.
I don't know. He's not Chris Pratt, but he looks like a cheap knockoff of Chris Pratt.
What?
He is.
And,
I thought you said he was.
I just said he looked like a cheap knockoff of Chris Pratt. But not really Chris Pratt. And then you have Courtney Cox from Friends before she was famous. Now,
that's how she got famous.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know if that's... I think she tried to hide that movie for a while. Then they go to Earth, right? And Earth... is like in this town that has only one cop, right?
Yes.
And nobody's walking the street.
Yeah.
The streets are like dead.
Yeah.
Nobody's around.
Yeah.
What kind of town is this? There's no cars driving at night, right?
Yeah. Curfew.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's an alternate dimension. I don't know.
Obviously.
How did it be the same dimension if, they...
If you didn't see it, huh?
I don't know.
If it wasn't on the news, huh?
It wasn't real. It's not real. It's not a documentary.
Plus, they said they traveled to a different dimension. If they have to have the same dimension to go to.
Okay,
us.
don't get too you fancy. Know fancy with the plot, because you know I don't think the writers even had any chance to do anything fancy.
This logical. Right. We can't talk about this.
Don't think logical. Yes. Now, you got these, you know, people from Eternia.
Yeah.
The bad guys are trying to kill the girl and the boy who has this key, and then you have He-Man and his team
killing them.
Which is a lame team. You only have Man-at-Arms. You only have Teela. Where is Mechanek? Where is Ram Man?
I thought you were about to say Ma'am.
No.
Battle Cat?
No, they can get rid of Battle Cat, but you know you can do Ram Man. He's just a guy with a tin can on his head.
Yeah.
You know?
Just put a bucket on someone's head.
Yeah. Yeah. Or who else they could have used?
They could have used Stratos.
Stratos? No.
Just put some lights on that. Someone.
No, that'll be too hard. Then they're going to have to pay some guy to fly all the time.
Yeah.
Right. No. That's not going to work. So, you know, they save the girl. They fight the bad guys.
She had this weird infection that I almost threw up with.
Yeah, that was nasty. Her skin was like boiling.
Green.
Blech. Yeah. He-Man.
It was like puke.
He-Man gets captured. Right? Yeah.
He's captured instead of killed.
The weird little man with the cheese face makes his car out of, like, all of a sudden. I don't know how you built that car so fast in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Seriously, in real life it would have took very long.
It would have taken a very long time. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how you did build that so fast. But
He's just one person.
Yes. He looks like he can barely move. Okay?
When he's walking.
He can't even look like he can barely run.
He basically waddles.
Yeah, he waddles. But He-Man kills most of the bad guys. And
he says, "Let this be a fight."
No, not yet. This is after he gets kidnapped. He gets captured by a Skeletor, and sent back to Eternia, and is about to get tortured.
He is tortured.
He finally
gets cuts.
Yes, finally.
He-Man isn't supposed to be able to get cuts when he has the He-Man suit on.
He-Man is supposed to be like Superman. Don't even get hurt.
Da-da-da.
Now, okay, so.
Supposed to be Adam.
Yeah, yeah. The sword didn't even do anything. It just, like, you know, it's just like a regular sword.
It's just a regular sword.
He didn't even, like, shoot any energy from it. Sometimes he does that.
And someone else takes the sword and transforms back into Adam.
Yeah, he never even transferred back into Adam. Now, anyhow.
Even if Skeletor got the power, he would have been Adam.
Anyhow, the Man-at-Arms and Teela and the two kids from Earth. And the weird cop guy, okay, who, I don't know how he gets thrown into this, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Figure out a way to use the teleportation thing back to Castle Grayskull when they're about to, like, kill He-Man, right?
Yeah, conveniently. Yeah.
And then He-Man gets the sword.
And then Skeletor turns into, like, Skele-God.
Yes.
But He-Man gets the sword, and Skeletor's supposed to turn back.
And then, how does he say the catchphrase? He says it weird, right?
Not that.
The other one.
What?
I have the power. How does he say it? He says it weird.
I have the power!
Yeah, he doesn't say the I have the power.
He's supposed to say, I have the power!
Yeah. Jinx. Wait, how does he say it instead?
Jinx. I have the power!
Jinx! It's like a song. It's like, I have the power!
Yeah, he says, I have the power. Doesn't really say it with much power, really.
You know. I have power.
Yeah. He doesn't really say it good. I didn't like. They should have did an alternate take on that. Maybe have him try it in a different way.
If he says it with some power, he won't have the power.
He doesn't say
a bunch of time. He's like, he still did it like, I have power.
Yeah, what power did he have? They didn't show any power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they thought that He-Man and Adam look exactly the same.
Well, you know, yeah, in the old cartoon, they did look the same. They changed that in the new cartoons. They made him look different.
Barely. He just looked buff.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Adam's supposed to be a wimpy kid.
Yes, it's better when he's a wimpy kid. It makes more sense.
Yeah.
Now, He-Man and Skeletor battle, blah, blah, blah. He-Man throws him off the bridge and he dies.
No.
Yeah.
He never dies.
Quotation marks.
He never dies.
Yes. The sorceress, who looks like a lady in a white dress with crystals on her head.
Yes.
Why?
Old.
Why?
I don't know.
Why does she look like that? I don't know. She's supposed to look like a bird.
Yes.
Okay? Not a lady with crystals on her head.
Instead of having those crystals, she's supposed to have a bird beak.
Yeah.
You could have done that easily. Just use some clay, a paper, and stuff.
Yeah.
Or they could...
What's so hard about that?
They could have just...
Basically, Wonder Woman 1984.
Yes!
Looks like the sorceress.
They could have just put some stuff on a bird to make it freeze.
Yeah, they could have just put it...
put it on the head.
Just kill a bird and put it on the head.
Yeah. Not really good for Eternians.
They're weird. They're aliens, you know.
Or just put some cement on it.
Yes, put cement... kill a bird and put cement and glue it on.
Stink.
Glue it on.
Just put some cement on it.
Dead stink. We're vultures.
Well, then, I don't know.
Perfume.
Yeah, perfume.
Deodorant.
That's fine. That'll be fine. Speaking of which, you know, you're right. He-Man looks very greasy in this movie, and he looks like he needed to take a shower.
Yeah. I don't think he did.
Yeah, his hair looked very sweaty. You know,
his whole body looks sweaty.
Yeah, he was probably very, very stinky. Okay.
I'm stinky.
All those Eternians are probably like stinky and gross.
If they know that he's stinky, why would they know that he was there?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Now,
Because
you forgot the ending. Now they.
See, they go back. They say bye.
Well, good journey.
Good journey. Bye bye. They open the gateway and they send them back.
But then they find out that they go back in time because
we're gonna talk about the nitty gritty, okay?
What?
Because
what's that?
And they have a bubble that shows he was like out of power.
No, so if they went back in time, okay?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they meet themselves back in time?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense. Apparently, they went back in time, erased their minds. Took over their bodies from the past, or killed their past selves, erased their past selves.
Yeah.
Okay. Or they went in an
alternate. That's how I think of my time machine, and that's how it's gonna be.
Yeah. So they go back in time. Erase their past selves, takes over their bodies, and now they have the memory of the future. Right. Now, at no time. Did Wildor say that power happens with that thing?
Yeah, but where did it change time? Wait!
Yeah.
Where did it change time? So that he didn't come here?
Yeah, and it would change the future.
And they would have the and marble
they, and
thing.
They, and they would have never...
Got the marble thing.
Never would have...
Even met him.
Would have even met... Got the key to begin with. And none of the movie would have happened. Right?
Yes.
So
basically, it would basically that ending erases the whole movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you can go with the other theory where, you know, basically they create an alternate timeline.
Yes.
right?
Multiverse.
A multiverse, right? And now my head has blown up.
The Geeky Dad's gone! It's because of you!
How is it because of me? Why does it blame me, huh?
Because you made his head blow up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
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 We'll be right back.
Okay, we've seen all three Thor movies now, and we saw the Masters of the Universe movie. Now, of course, you kids, what do you think is the person with the better movie?
He-Man.
What? Thor. Huh?
He-Man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah. Thor has the better movies, okay?
Yes.
He went to Thor's action.
No. No.
Sure, looking all sweaty.
Yeah.
No, Thor had better action also.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. You're going to live on that island by yourself. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the first Thor movie and the first the only He-Man movie.
No, the first He-Man movie.
They both got a lot of things in common, you know? They both have...
A lot of action.
Can I talk? Really? They both start off on another planet.
Yes.
They both have a story of an item, magical item, falling to Earth, and the heroes going to that planet and meeting some Earthlings.
Being
friends with them and learning Earth ways, and having the villains following them through a portal to Earth to get this magical item, and the humans get involved, and our hero gets sent back to that planet through a portal to fight the bad guy at the end.
Final showdown!
With a final showdown with a guy that has... The villain has a golden armor at the end with a staff. Huh?
Wait, did it happen to both?
Yes.
Yes!
Loki!
Oh.
And Skeletor.
Yes.
No, that happened to Skeletor.
Yes. And guess what? Both of the villains fall off a ledge to the... falling to, like, forever at the end.
Wait, they both have Hooky's helmet. Hooky's helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both have pointy helmets. Yeah, so the first Thor and the first Masters of the Universe movies do have a lot of things in common.
Almost everything.
And they, yeah. And both of the weapons that they have now can cut.
And, well, yeah, now. But, I would say Chris Hemsworth is a way better actor than Mr. Dolph Lundgren, who played He-Man.
I told you, he got to keep his mouth open.
Yeah. Plus, Chris Hemsworth is pretty funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I always said that Chris Hemsworth would be...
A better He-Man?
Better He-Man. He would probably be the best person to play He-Man in a movie.
He's supposed to be funny.
Well, not all the time. But, not really. But not really. In terms of looks, he looks...
Like He-Man.
I mean, maybe not... Shave his beard or something like that, but he's buff, he's blonde,
Yeah.
But the problem is
they made a mistake in the old He-Man movie.
Yeah, they never showed Prince Adam.
Once someone steals his sword and gets the power, he's supposed to turn into Adam again.
Yeah, they never even touched that. We talked about that in that review. Anyhow, you've seen all the He-Man shows. The old 80s one, the one where he goes to the future and he has pants.
Weird.
Yeah, the one from the 2000s.
And he has a man bun.
Yeah, he has a man bun. And, and the recent ones.
Best ones.
Revelation and the new CGI one. Now.
Revelation's the worst one.
Yes. Now, he dies. No, he comes back alive. Spoiler. Alive. Now, who... do you think would win in a fight? Now, I'm not talking about Thor with Stormbreaker. I'm talking about traditional Thor with...
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir versus the Power Sword.
I
He-Man. You know, I'm pretty sure he would have won much more better with Stormbreaker.
I'm not talking about Stormbreaker. But who would win?
He would still win.
No, He-Man. Thor.
Thor.
He-Man.
Thor.
Maybe. Give me a reason.
Because He-Man could destruct him with lightning and cut his head off.
Really?
Just saying.
Really, he's lightning. God. Did you just say He-Man would strike him with lightning?
Wow.
He's the god.
That'll be like, he'll like, oh, that feels nice. Thank you.
I'm energized. Now you're dead.
Thank you. For giving me some lightning.
But
what I wonder if.
But if Seaman was lightning,
nothing would happen. He'd die. He'd get electrocuted.
He'll get electrocuted. He'll feel pain. He's not a god of lightning.
Yeah. If he hits his sword would get more power.
His sword might, absorb it. That about it. But who do you think is stronger?
Thor.
Thor? You say Thor.
Thor is a god.
So what, He-Man should be a god?
No.
They should
Thor's
be.
A god.
So what?
He-Man is a master of the universe.
He's the master of the universe.
But Thor is a god.
Yeah,
the,
god is
and at one time he was the king of the gods after his dad died.
So, yeah. He-Man's going to be stronger because he's the master of the universe.
Daddy, what's your opinion?
It's a tough one. I think in terms of strength, they are very close. Mjolnir is pretty strong, but a sword could cut you. A hammer can only knock you out.
Yeah. He might just cut him.
Yeah.
Cut him in half, and Mjolnir would just hit him.
And we've seen that Thor can get cut, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw him lose his eye, and in the comics, he lost his hand. So, if we're talking about no holes barred type of action between the two of them, I think He-Man could probably maybe cut off his hand, or cut off an eye or something.
Cut off his head?
His eye's already out.
Cut off his head? Stab him.
That's something we would do. That's something we would do.
But I don't know if He-Man would actually do a kill shot like that because he's too goody-goody.
Yeah, he's the nicest person ever.
You know.
I'm an angel.
But then, you know, what if
Injustice? It's like Injustice?
No, what if he, gets tricked into saying, I have the power, and then turns back into Prince Adam? I don't have the power.
Yeah, and then he can...
Well, Thor versus Prince Adam, well...
Thor's gonna win!
Thor's gonna win. But what about Thor in the comic books has a human identity, and his human identity is Dr. Donald Blake, which is a guy who can't walk good. He has, a cane, okay?
Yeah, so, but the cane is, you know...
But I think if Dr. Donald Blake fought Prince Adam... Prince Adam would definitely beat up.
Yes.
No.
Dr. Donald Blake.
He's like a kid. He's like more energetic.
But still, he at least
like in a cane.
Plus, he at least was taught how to fight with a sword. Okay.
Adam is bad at fighting, but when he transforms into He-Man, he's much more better.
Because he's strong. Now, in terms of female, counterparts,
what's a female counterpart?
Well, basically, you have Lady Sif, and then you have Teela.
Oh.
Teela, right?
Version of He-Man would be
Shira. If it's Teela from, Revelation.
That would have been good.
She would totally...
beat her up!
Totally destroy Lady Sif.
Done. She's
and
dead.
The new one.
I don't know about Teela from the old cartoon.
No. Maybe.
Lady Sif is pretty strong. She's like a goddess, basically.
Goddess means god girl.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she's more powerful.
Then you have, Man-at-Arms versus Heimdall.
Man-at-Arms dies. But the old one wins.
I don't know. Man-at-Arms pretty bad. ASS. You know what I'm saying? Now,
the new one would die. The old ones would win.
No, new one's pretty good.
Depends on which Man-at-Arms you're talking about. There's a kid version from the new one.
No,
he might win.
No, definitely, I think Heimdall would win because
he has a sword.
You know, and he's a god too. Yeah, it's hard to beat a god. It's hard to beat, you know. You know. Battle and then you have Battlecat. Battlecat against Thor's goats.
Battlecat,
definitely.
Are you serious?
Definitely.
Are you literally saying that?
Definitely.
Skeletor versus
Surtur. Surtur would definitely destroy Skeletor in terms of villains.
Yeah. Okay? Yes.
Skeletor
is Skele-God.
Skele-God
is a god. Skele-God versus Surtur would be a tough one because it's like two gods basically
fighting.
You know, but Evil Lyn versus Hela.
Hela's gonna win.
Hela's gonna win. So you know, I think Beast right Man. Now, Beastman against.
No one cares, Beastman.
Who cares? Overall, I think you know Thor and his like people, you know, in Asgard would totally defeat He-Man and his group, even if He-Man ends up killing Thor. In the long run, I think Asgardians will defeat them.
But if He-Man can kill Thor, he can kill everyone.
Not really.
Yes.
Sooner or later, he's going to have to turn back into Adam.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can't be He-Man all the time.
Except for in that movie.
Yeah.
So except, unrealistic.
Yeah. Plus,
not
you know.
Not that it's actually realistic.
So, me and Ariana thinks Thor wins. You think He-Man wins.
You're on the island again.
You're on the island. We think the Thor movies are better than the He-Man movie, and for some reason you think that movie was better than the Thor movies.
But we have more He-Man
toys. His shows are better.
But then why do we have more He-Man toys?
Because you bought more He-Man toys.
And you don't like Thor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, Thor's been around for like centuries, thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's based on a myth. So if anything, maybe Thor, you know, maybe He-Man copied some stuff from Thor. You know?
Copied him.
Yeah. Okay, I think this round goes to Thor.
He-Man.
Ding, 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 ding. Thor wins.
No, I think he's going
Bye, to Rayan. He-Man. You're going to go on that island.
No!
Bye.
No, since you lost, you got a ticket to that free island with nobody there.
No!
By the way, you have Thor's hammer and you play with it all the time.
It broke.
Oh, you broke it.
It's foam.
Okay.
What'd you expect?
I got it. It broke because of his sister, Hela.
Right. That doesn't happen in the comic books. Anyhow, we are saying Thor is better than He-Man. In terms of the movie so far, I would say He-Man got better cartoons.
Yes, yeah. And better shows and everything.
But, you know.
He-Man's better than anything.
But in terms of movies and comic books and, you know, even some of the Thor toys are better, I think.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
He-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you got the Mighty Thor, Lady Thor versus She-Ra. Definitely, I'm going to go with She-Ra. Sorry.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Sorry.
I can never say no to She-Ra.
She-Ra is definitely stronger than Lady Thor.
Agree to see
yes.
It.
Yeah, so that's the only thing they got, you know, ahead.
Kingdom of the Island!
Okay. No. Finally, something we can agree on. Anyhow, what do we do at the end of every episode?
Please subscribe, hit the bell, and like.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.